Okay, you don't have papers, everyone wants papers now. The extra ones here. This is the one you got the ones. Okay.
I didn't know we didn't tell you about that.
Okay. Also, this Shabbos is showing Lane Parshas Balak, so we know that at the towards the beginning of the Sedras, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the second time that Balak's messengers come to Bilam, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives permission, quote unquote, for Bilam to go along to curse the Jewish people. So it says in the first source, Perkov Beis, Apostle Kafala, Vayokam Bilam Baboka, Vacharoshes, Asanova, Elechim, Soy Moav. Bilam got up in the morning and he saddled his donkey and he went with Moav's officers. So Rashi comments right away in the second source, Apostle Kafala, Vacharoshes, Asanova, Kansha, Sinem, Kalkelas, Ashura. We see from here that hatred disrupts protocol, right? Because the Lechora, Bilam was an important person. The Lechora, he had attendants and aides and servants and whatnot who could have saddled his donkey for him. Rather, Shechovash, Huba, Atzma, but he did it himself. Continues Rashi, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh HaKvar Kidemcha Avraham Avim. You think you're the first one to come up with this form of enthusiasm to go do something? Their answers, Avraham beat you to it already. Dechsim Vayashkin Avraham Baboker. By the Akedah, it says Vayashkin Avraham Baboker. So Sinem about Telos Shur Shul Gedul Bilam. I'm sorry, Vayashkin Avraham Baboker Vayachavish Chamor. Right? So that's the Rashi. Quotes the Pasuk by the Akedah. Rashi gets this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Heyam at Beis, in third source. Vayashkin Avraham Baboker Vayachavish Asono, Talam Shum Shum. It heads and tails of the same coin. We learn from Avram, it's interesting, in Pirkei Avos is also a distinction between Talmid of Shel Avram Avinu and Talmid of Bilam. That's not my topic tonight, but here we see this other distinction, or this other common ground, so to speak, just that when it comes to Avo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Rashi explains, looking for source, Rashi says again, Sanhedrin, Kuf, Heim, Beis, Avo, She'ov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram, Bitlo, should probably say a little different. Avram loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore he didn't follow protocol, he saddled his own donkey. The Sina, says Rashi again, the fourth source, says Sama Bilam Harosh, Sisrael Bitlo Shur Shagul Shachavash Huba Atzma. Okay, so these are the lessons that we learned from this. Bilam, that he saddled his own donkey. The Medrash Tanchuma here in Parshas Balak and Os Ches in source number 5 says, the beginning it says, in quotes the Pasuk, in Likol Lechabo HaNoshim Kum Lechi Tom, Radha Kashbarat, look, if you want to go with them, go. Mikana Talamish Abderach Shodom Rotze Lelech Bo Malichan Oso. Personally, he wants to go in a certain direction, Kashbarat lets him go there. Because first, Kashbarat told him not to go. Then he has the nerve to ask again. So Kashbarat, okay, in the second line there of source 5, Oh, Kashbarat, Eini Chafetz, but Bibudan Sholishayim, Ho, Batrotz Libavion, Kum Lechi Tom, you want to get into trouble, go ahead. Anyway, then it says Miyad Hishkim Baboka. So notice the Medrash Tanchuma says Miyad Hishkim Baboka. Got up early in the morning. It doesn't say by Bilam, by Yashkim Bilam Baboka. It says by Avram, by Yashkim Avram Baboka. We look back in the first source again, Parakov Beis Chosar Kofalim. So it says Ayokam Bilam Baboka. But the Medrash Tanchuma takes it to mean the same thing that he did at Bashkom. Miyad Hishkim Baboka. Shenema Ayokam Bilam Baboka. To strike me again, it doesn't say by Yashkim. In the pasuk it says Ayokam. But okay. Ma'achavos Hasasano. So the Medrash continues. He lohelo evil shikla. He didn't have any. Many shvachos, elamirov sinas, just on itself. Kidantov amir bezrizus huba atzma. It's a key word tonight. Zrizus. He had zrizus. He had this sense of urgency, this alacrity, this enthusiasm, this inspiration to go do this. That's the zrizus. He did it himself. In other words, it's besides from getting up in the morning, and it's going to be a key point to the topic tonight. That zrizus is manifested not only by his getting up early, by the fact that he went ahead and he did the saddling of the donkey himself. And I'm going to cut his baruch a rosh a cracky demkavamim lakedis. It's interesting, just as a side point, the Maharal Miprag in source 6 in the Gur Aryeh, his commentary on Rashi here in Balak, Parakov Beis Pasuk Kafalot, says he takes the Kidemcha not just chronologically, that many years earlier, but he takes note of the fact that by Bilam it doesn't say, he said Avram beat you to it, not Avram beat you to it because he did it so many centuries earlier, but he beat you, he got up early in the morning, he had even extra Zizus. In other words, that's how the Maral takes this idea, because by, like I said before, by Bilam it doesn't say by Ashkim, by Avram it says, it just says Bilzavayokam. Okay, but in any case, we do find that the Medrash uses the term Zrizus. So usually we associate Zrizus with doing something at the earliest available opportunity. Indeed, The pasuk that these midrashim and these gemara, the gemara and the rashi and our said you're referring to, by the akedah, source number 7, parashas vayir brachos parakov base pasuk gimel vayashkem avram baboka vachavoshes chamaro vaykaka shnei nor avito vayisitzok bno vayavaka otzei otzei ol vayakom alech lamakom shem alokim. That's by the akedah. So Rashi there in vayir says in the 8th source vayashkem mizdareis lemitzah. Again, the word Jesus mizdareis lemitzah. He was enthusiastic. He did it with a sense of urgency to do the mitzah, and then in vayachavoshem again. Same thing, right? He saddled the donkey himself, didn't command one of his servants. Again, love disrupts protocol, and he did it himself. The Medrash Tanchum over there in Parshas Vayera in Oschof Bay says Lama Bashkama. So Medrash says we actually learn from this conduct of Amorino, general halacha. Lama Bashkama Shizrizin Magdim Lamitzah. It's the famous din of Zrizin Magdim Lamitzah in Emar Vayikri Beis. That's by Bris Mila. It says in Parshas Tazria Vayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Loso Vayom Hashmini. So Malame Chakolayom Kosher Lamila can do Bris Mila anytime during the day. The 8th day of the baby's life, you do the Bris Mila. No rule, you have to do it. The Pochorn, the Torah. Vayom Hashmini, anytime. We don't do it at night, but it says Vayom Hashmini. Ella, why do we do it in the morning? Most brisim that you go to nowadays are in the morning, right? Right at the shachar, don't do a bris. Occasionally, something comes up. We'll get to that later. But generally speaking, brisim are in the morning. Why? Because that was reason I give it. We learned that from Avraham Avinu. That's not only the Medrash Tanchum and Vayir, but it's also Gemara in source number 10 and Gemara in Pesachim Daf Dala and Al Tichsi Vayom Hashmini Babasar. Also, the Tanya Kolayam Kulo Kosher Mila Ella Shazrizim Agdim Lamitzus Shneur Ashkam Avraham Babokas. So from Avraham, we learn the concept of Zrizin Magdima Lemitzis, and here the term Zrizos or Zrizin would seem to have to do with doing something at the earliest available opportunity. We saw that the Medrash Tanchuma here in our Parsha, Parsha's Balak, assigned Zrizos not only to the matter of getting up early, but also to doing other things, you know, the saddling the donkey himself, displaying Zrizos in other manners as well. That's going to be an important point. But for Halacha, we learn from Avraham Avinu, says the Medrash Tanchuma in Vayera, Shmam Sachem Daf Dalet, and one more source, and number 11, the Gemara Yuma, Daf Chav etc. Now it's interesting because that pasuk, that's by the Akedah. But the fact is that the phrase Vayashkem Avram Baboka appears elsewhere also, not just by the Akedah. In fact, in the same sedra in Parshas Vayera, I printed that in source 12, Perek Yud Tes of Rashi's pasuk of Zion, there it says Vayashkem Avram Baboka Al Mokom Asher Omad Shom Es Panei Hashem. That was after Sodom and Amorah were destroyed. The next morning, Avram went back to that place, and he said that also says Vayashkem Avram Baboka. So, if you take a look in the Gemara Pesachim, source number 10 on the other page, Dalam and Aleph, it says, "How do we learn Zvizim Akim Lissus Shenemar Vayashkem Avram Baboka?" So, it's not clear which Vayashkem Avram Baboka. So, in Yuma Tak, it says Vayashkem Avram Baboka Vayachavosh, the saddle of donkey. That's by the Akedah, but the Bach. There on the, we don't have the Bach in the computer, but the Bach over there on that page in Yuma, Chav Chesman Bay, he says it shouldn't say Vayachavosh here either, just like it doesn't say in Pesachim, because in fact, the Mokar is not, Vayashkem Avram Baboka is not from the Akedah, that's the comparison to Bilam. But in terms of Vayashkem Avram Baboka, Zvizim Makdim Lerutzis is learned from this Pasuk in Parashat Vayera, Vayashkem Avram Baboka, Al HaMokam Asher Amar Hashem Es Panei Hashem. The only question is, well, 1 second, what mitzvah was he doing? Right, and Zvizim Makdim Lerutzis, for the mitzvah, to the Akedah, so that was a mitzvah, but here just says he went out to the place where he stood. So what kind of, how do you learn from this reason? Makdim Lemitzis, Api Pashtus, that's one of the, that source is the source also for the fact that Avraham Avinu was Mesakin Tehila Shachris. That's the famous work.
Does the Bach know?
I don't know. He has the argument. He just says it shouldn't say the word Vayachavosh because this is the correct source. I don't know. It's a good question. He had the tradition.
It's the same as the other one.
No, the other one's not like the other one. Well, they're both, oh, the text, Vayashkem Avram Baboka, yeah. But the question is, which Vayashkem Avram Baboka? So the Bach is a different text, but it could be, again, I don't know, but it's printed in the Bach, you can look it up. But what mitzvah was he doing? So the Pasha, the famous Gemara Brachos, Chav Vav, and Beis, and Source 13, Itmar, famous, Bryce, the writer, Yosef Rechina, Omar, Tzuas, Ovis, Tiknum, right, and Rishu and Levi, Tzuas, can I get Tvidim, Tiknum, as Rashi explains, on Shekin Zagdolor, Misakin, Korbanas, Tvila, can I get Tvidim, Tanya Kavasav Yosef Rechanina, Tanya Kavasav Rishu and Levi, each have a Bryce, Tanya Kavasav Yosef Rechanina, Avram, Tikein, Tvila, Shachar, Shenemar, Bayashkem, Avram, Baboka, Lamokam, Asher, Omad, Shom. This Pasuk, in Source 12, Pashvayer, Prekut, Test, Pasuk, Havzain, is the Mokor that Avram Avinu davened in the morning, it ain't Amida, La Tvila, Shenemar, Bayamod, Pilchas, Vayfal, Amida, La Amod, has the connotation relation of Tila. So when it says, I ask him, Avram Babuk, Alamukam Asher, Omad Shom, Omad means Tila, and I made Ella. Tila said to another, Avram instituted Tila, Tila's Shachris. So then, Mamela, you can say, what mitzvah is he going to do? Tila Shachris. Maybe, I'm just suggesting, that might have been the Bach thought, because to learn from the Akedah, so once in a lifetime experience, his reason, like Dimon Mitzvah, the Klal of Mitzvahs, so maybe he didn't want to learn from, I'm just suggesting, maybe he didn't want to learn from Akedah, you know, an unusual event. But davening, so that's applies to every Jew. Moreover, that gives it to Bach, and I don't know if he was referring to it, but in the Alkut Shimoni, there in Parshas Vayera, the Alkut Shimoni also appears, this is a sort of collection of Midrashim, it's early in the Bach, also seems to learn from this Vashkam Raboker, and Remes Peivav, so it's 15 Vashkam Raboker, Tfilos Avos Tiknum, it talks about Tfilo, Avram Tikkun Tfilo, etc. And then it says, Kol Ayom Kosher Lamilan, and that Pasuk, not on the later Vashkam Raboker, that Kedav, on this Vashkam Raboker, the Alkut Shimoni says, Kol Ayom Kosher Lamilan, Shemar Yashvini, Yalkut Shimoni has the gifts which the Bach says should be the Gemara also. So you have early sources. Okay, it's a different opinions. It's interesting though, if you look in the Sugya and Kedushin, and Avchov Tesamar Aleph, that's the famous Sugya which says there's certain obligations that a parent has for the child, to Bismillah, Pidyon HaBen, different things. So it says there that if you take a look earlier also in Parshas Vayera, the Parakof Aleph Pasuk Dalet says, "Vayom al Avram es Yitzchak b'no ben Shmona Asyomim." That's after the night. It's before the Akedah, but after the other Vashmona Bavoka in the middle. "Vayom al Avram es Yitzchak b'no ben Shmona Asyomim kasher tziva osa Elokim." He mauled his son Yitzchak as he was commanded. So there, the Gemara Kedushin from Testament Aleph says, verse 17, "Tana deBei Rabbi Yishmael kol mokum shemar tzav eno elo zirus." Zirus mikan l'doros. That's not a topic today. But tzav is a lesson of zirus, and every find the word tzav, or a form of the word tzav, as in this pasuk, asher tziva osa lakim, so tziva has to do with zrizus, okay? As Rashi says there in Kedushin of Tesla and Aleph 18, it says, ain't that lost from zirus, she hey, mahir v'zirus padavar v'noeg mi'ab no'eg d'oros. Now, you learn from there, you have to do it with alacrity and with enthusiasm and so on, so that would seem to be another mucker for zrizin, you know, by bris mila. So the Pnei Yoshua, that's an interesting kashin, is really what's stepping off in terms of the shir. Pnei Yoshua, number 19, there in Kedushin Chof Tassim Aleph says, wait a second. What do you need this? We learn from Avraham Avinu that they call him Kosher Lamila, but Zvizim Akdim Mitzvah learned from Avraham Avinu. So Fashtetzuch Avraham was also Zoriz in terms of the Mitzvah Mila. Why do you have to have a special Limud Kasher Tzivo Salukim and Tzav and Alosh and Zeriz and so on? That's what the Yeshua was bothered by. I feel a hockey cup of Avraham Lekka Lamemer to Tzav Losh and Zeriz to be Hedjik Tziva. I said, but no, Ben Shvan Selman, what do you mean by asking Avraham that Tzav is Losh and Zeriz? It says, Ulina Zeriz of so what do you need two for? So this is the key line for me for the Shir in 19. The Efsher de Lo Shayach Lamelo Ki Hai Gadna Zrizin Magdimin. The Zriz is there Inyan Acher Hu Lo Le Inyan Zrizus Hazman. But Yeshua introduces that there's other aspects of Zrizus besides Man. Most of the time when we think of Zrizus, we think of Zrizus Magdimin Mitzvahs. You do the Mitzvah, it comes out from this Pnei Yeshua that there's another category of Zrizus. There's a Zrizus which has nothing to do with time. Now this goes back, and it's a leader of course in this Sedra, that we like that Medrash Tanhuma, that Bilam, whether he got up early or not, I don't know. One Medrash says he did, but it doesn't say Vayashkim, it just says Vayokim. The Zrizus was that he went ahead and saddled the donkey himself, right? So Memela, what comes out from this Pnei Yoshua is that there's other aspects of Zrizus besides the Zman factor. And that's what I want to build on. In fact, we see many times in Shas, and I quoted a bunch of them here, not all of them in a chance, but by any imagination, but in source 20, we find a number of places. I'll look. I want to show what Rashi says in each case. Shabbos Kuf Yud Dalamud raised the famous statement, Amina La'ana Kohanim Zrizinain. We have a concept, Kohanim Azrizin. Now this has to do with the fact that certain dinim drabanan, or certain concerns that we have with regular people, are not concerns when dealing with Kohanim, because Kohanim Zrizinain. Okay, so Rashi there says, look at Rashi, Shabbos Kuf Yud Dalamud raised, how does he define Zrizin? I'm not going to get up early in the morning and doing a mitzvah, the earliest available opportunity. Rather, Zrizman, Bikiyim Hein Bakol. They're experts in their work. They're careful about it. Ain't Tzichin Simon, the Tzibah, and Yorub, Mishlech, Yankov. Ain't Tzichin Simon. The Gemara there is talking about, you know, the Tekiyas to warn people not to do Melocha, and Shabbos, whatever the case is. But again, the Kohanim didn't need that extra Simon. Similarly, the Gemara in Erev, and Kuv, Gimel, and Aleph, Abaye, Kohanim, Zrizin, Ain. Amrina, Bnei Chabur, Zrizin, Ain, Law, Amrina. Talking about the Korban Pesach. Okay? That, The Kohanim has reason. And what does reason there mean? So look in 23, Rashi says, you don't ask about Baye Arab and Kuv Gimel with Aleph. Look in the middle, it says, Dekevon Shenichnas La'avoda Biyadu Shalamdu Hilchus Kodesh. If a Kohen already is doing the Avoda, it can be assumed that he studied and he knows exactly what's done. But the Bnei Chabura told me people bring the Korban Pesach. You can't say Zuidan and Shayna Chorim Shayna, except everybody brings the Korban Pesach. Everyone has to bring it, so you can't assume. But a Kohen, you assume. So we see that Zuidan in this instance means that they're enthusiastic, that they're knowledgeable and they're concerned and so on. The Marm Sachem Nun Tesem Beis, again, Amalei Kohen Zukanim Zuidanim. So Rashi says Zuidanim. But Amalei Shem Yodia Le'echav Akonim Yizaharuba. And here we find the concept of being careful. Zuidas means being careful, not to, you know, they're talking about the, you know, Zrikas Adam, not to spill different, whatever the details are unimportant, but Zrizus has to do now with being careful. Again, in Psochem, Sameh, Chayom, Aleph, 26, Kohanim, Zrizin, Haim, says Rashi, Kohanim, Zrizin, Haim, 27, Lekka, Lamecha, Shoshem, Lo, Kiblu. You don't have to assume that they didn't do it the right way. You can assume they did it the right way. Okay, and also with regards to Tumah, you weren't dates, Yur Chayasam, Aleph, 28, Velada, Tumah, Hech, Meshkaza, Gabi, Kohanim, Kohanim, Zrizin, Haim. You don't have to worry about the Tumah, they were careful about the dinim of Tumah and Tahara and so on. That's what Rashi explains, how the whole issue of that particular type of Tumah with Caleb doesn't apply over there. It only is Nogeta Tumah, and Tumah is only for Kohanim. Kohanim is Rizin Hain, as Rashi says in 29, in the second Rashi, is Rizin Hain. But also a Mishra Dava Tumah, Inami is Rizin the love of Tumah Leklayan. They were careful not to let their Caleb become Tumah. So again, here Rizos has a whole different connotation. Okay? Not only that, but the Gemara in Baba Basra, Tzadi Amar Aleph 30, Kevin, the Habu Mikdash, Lo Gazu, Be Rabbanah, the Mikdash, the Amelis of Kohanim Zizanein, in the base of Mikdash, they didn't have to enact certain dinim de Rabbanon, which were done as precautionary measures because the Kohanim was reason, right?
Are you using it the same way we use for like a makpid on something?
Okay, yeah, okay, or Nizer in something, that's, I think, in this context, that's what it means. Okay, the Gemara in Pesach, Lo Amar Aleph says that even the place itself, in some instances, Nahid of Zizan, less of a Mokum Zizan Israel. Okay, so here the Rashi and Pesachim Lamed Vav Mod Aleph says Bazara in the courtyard they had certain klisharis and it says there the Kohanim Milamdin Oso Lizarba certain dinim didn't even to a Yisrael who came to the Azara you could trust that Kohanim would tell the Erezriz and make sure that even the Yisrael who maybe didn't know the dinim they would do it carefully again Lehizahir so Zahirus okay being Nizar being careful okay. Okay, so again, we have it in other areas, Chacham Lam Zaman Aleph, we have it by Matzah and so on. Again, it says, there's reason, the Kohanim, Rashi says, Shabikin, Bishumur, Shal Yachmetz, but the Lacham Apon. Okay, lest we think that it's only by, technical avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, even ancillary avodah. So, for example, the Gemara in Beis HaChav, Beis HaMikdash, says, Maskif Law, Rav Yosef, Omer, Bezrizin, Yom, Rishen, and Zrizin, Bezrizin, Shal Beis Garmu. Beis Garmu was a family who knew how to bake the upon him properly and so on. So they were skilled in this area. So here it seems to me that Zrizin, Rashi says, Shayumin Uzrizin Badava, they were experts and they were careful about it. So again, we put all these different things together and we find an auxiliary or an additional meaning to the term Zrizus. And now, finally, lest we think this has to do only with Kohanim, we find the following famous Gemara 37, Sukkah Mem Aleph and Beis. Tanya. This was the minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim. Adam yotze mebeiso v'lulav v'biyado on Sukkos. A person go out of his house, his lulav, I mean his lulav in the Esrog, Hadassah Marbos, his arba meaning, will be in his hands. Holech lebeis haknesses, lulav v'biyado. Went to shul, he had the lulav and Esrog in his hand. Kore kriya shema mispala v'lulav v'biyado. The whole time, we just do a bahala. But the Anshei Yerushalayim would have the lulav and Esrog in their hands the whole time, by kriya shema, by shema esrei, or kore v'torah v'noses kapov, then manich l'gabe karka. When he called up to read from the Torah, as Rashi says in 38, Torah Chaniach Halul, Vishag Golol, Save a Torah Posho. The Mordechai, I think, from here says that's the source, the idea that the Ola holds the Itzchaim, you know, the Gargas Aliyah. I think I'm not mistaken, the Mordechai derives from here. You see how to put the Lulav down. But otherwise, let someone else open it. The Rav, or the Salvechik, was makted that the Ola should open, when you get an Aliyah, you, the Ola, should open the Sefer Torah, not the Balkori. the way, I mean, when he said, oh, we should push the Valtoya out of the way, make sure you open it. Okay, because he said that generates the Chiyuv. You know, in Brisker, you have to, everything has to generate a Chiyuv. The generating the Chiyuv is opening the Ar. But anyway, but they had to put the law down. Same thing, Nichlas Beis Medrash, and so he's learning, you know, you're Batar Bishmaitza. You know, when, if you're holding the Levin Esek, so how are you going to move your hands around like this when you're learning? So you have to put the Levin Esek down. Anyway, but Lamaisa, back to the Gemara. Holech Levakir Chol Nachma Velim, Levat Biker Cholim, Nichma Vela. All right, it wasn't technical Nichma Vela, was on Yantav, but whatever, somebody died. So you want to visit, love the Yodo. Nichma Beis Medrash, etc. So it says the Gemara at the end, again, Sukkah Memal Meis, my Kamashmalon. What does all this teach us? Look at the words of the Gemara. Lo Diacha Kama, who's reason the mitzvahs? How enthusiastic. So here's a different definition. Not just Zahirus or Kepeda. It's not just knowledge, being knowledgeable. It's not being careful and teaching others. But rather, Zahirus is in a sense of almost Chavivus or excitement or enthusiasm. Similarly, so that has come from the Quran, not the Beis Hamikdash, yeah.
Do you think today some man to walk around in circus with you?
I mean, good question. You're stomach not. People do, yeah. I don't know what, you know, it's a question. You always have to wonder if it's you or not today. I don't know. You know, I mean, the Gemara talks about like going to shul from your house with your tallis and tefillin on. Right, you know. So I remember the stories of once the person once said, a shechter of Washington Heights, if you walk through the streets to the Beis Medrash with a talis and so on, so he said, is that Mexic Europe? So he said, no, it's actual Europe. Mexic means it looks like Europe. No, it's actual Europe. All right, so I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, back to this. So also the facility, come on, Kiddushin, Chof Tes of Beis, the famous one also, Tanra Bonan, the person has limited funds, who lil mode, ubno lil mode. I have money either for myself to learn, I have money for my children to learn. Well, who comes first, right? So who calls ubno? Who the Omer in Bno Zoriz? The kid knows how to learn better than the father, so then the child should come first. Whoever is better. The Gemara tells us, the certain Amora sent his son to learn by Abai. He came back. So the kid didn't know. So, okay, so I'm now deep enough. Two days, I'll go to learn. But sometimes the children ask the parents, will you support my son learn? No, I learn better than you. You support me, I'll still learn. Right? So that, but again, I'm pointing out in the word Zoriz. Again, the word Zoriz. Rashi in Kedushin of Testament 40. Imhaya b'no Zoriz. The Av Rosh Yatzliach Meno. It's Hatzlocha. It's, you know, it's a comfort zone with this mitzvah and so on. So it doesn't have enough for both. It goes to the son. We just see how it goes to the son. Look at the Rambam. Paskins like that. La'alocha. Look at Talmud Torah. Perak Alav Elcha Dalid. He doesn't use the word Zoriz, but look what he does. He uses just as a replacement. Who wrote the Lumot Torah? Yesho Ben Lumot Torah. Who can know? Imhaya b'no Novon. Umaskil. Lahavin. Masha Yuno Yosef Meno. Then b'no Kodem. Right? Zoriz here means something totally different. It means I want to say a certain comfort, a certain, you know, success in this area. That's the Shulchan Aruch also like that. You know, day it's in Reishman Hesiv Beis. Right, he says in Bno Novan Maskil, etc. And lastly, in terms of this part of the presentation, we find the famous Brisa in the famous Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yoyer, Vodazor Chof on the Beis. It starts, I'm going to put the beginning of it. It's Mikan Amar Pinchas Ben Yoyer, Torah Mivila De Zahirus, Zahirus Mivila De Zrizus, Zrizus Mivila De Nakias, right? Zrizus, Rashi says, you're careful. Okay, Rashi there, Chof on Beis, because it's Zoriz again, and Zahirus is all related, and that's in the whole Mesilas Yesharim. Built on that Brisa, right? On those different levels. So I can parak vav, the beer midas hazrizus, achar hazahiris, yava hazrizus, okay? Kazahiris, sova alosas, and hazrizus alase. Okay, that's something you can give a whole cheer about that. Okay, probably has. We have a lot of what to say on this, right? But that's the surah rase tov. Vinyonos hazriz mavurashu, hakdoma lemitzah shomasin, I'm doing this thing in a folk, a complete full way. Okay, and again, he quotes the Gemara Pesachim as hazrizin makdina lemitzah, but the issue is not just, as the Mesil Shrong here says, this is in parak vav, the beer midas hazrizus, he says this is not just a matter of getting up and doing the early with the opportunity. Oh, that's part of it. He says, Tarach pikhus gadol vashkofa lechos b'mitzvahs, hold on to the mitzvahs, grab the mitzvahs whenever you can, and so on. Again, it's a whole attitude. And that's what Zrizus is all about. So the Mela, and again, he says on top of the next page, he continues, he says, you know, again, sometimes we have so many distractions in life, and things weighing us down, so Zrizus gives us a certain enthusiasm. So having said all this is the, you know, the first part of the presentation, so to speak, that we now have come up, I think, with a reasonable presentation that Zrizus is not just a matter of doing a mitzvah to avail of opportunity. That is a conceivably a part of Zrizus. It is an example of Zrizus. In fact, I just want to point out, if you take a look back in the Gemara Yuma, Chav Chesna Beis, and this the Bach doesn't tinker with, the slight difference, one letter difference, in Pesachim Daram and Aleph, it says, Tanya Kolam Kula Kosher Mila Elisha Zrizin Magdin Lemitzvah. In Yuma, Chav Chesna Beis, in Source 11, it says, Kolam Kosher Mila Elisha Hazrizin Magdin Lemitzvah. Hazrizin. Which possibly is referring to, there's a class of people called Zrizin. One of the things that people that are, there's one of the things that Zrizin do is Makdim Lemitzvah. It's not, we're used to thinking, and well, see, many people do think, well, Zrizin, what's the definition of Zrizin? Makdim Lemitzvah. Zrizin, Makdim Lemitzvah, right? That's what Azoris is Makdim Lemitzvah. But according to, if you want it in the Dayak, and that, I'm not saying you can build a whole Shia on that, hey, but Hazrizin, Makdim Lemitzvah, it's one of the things, there's a group of people, there are people who are called, like, there are Mahajan, right? What? Vasikin, right? There's a class of people, good.
Well, that's certainly what you're saying by when, from all the quotes in the Kohanim.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a class of people.
That's
right?
A class of people, uh-huh. And therefore, that the definition which you're saying in all those cases, the Kohanim doesn't necessarily define the word Zrizus.
Right,
all.
It's just
it's just one of the things.
Exactly. I think that's 100% true, but I want to say, and maybe it's partial, but I want to say that getting up early is also one of the things. Usually, again, myself included, I usually think of Zrizus, like, you know, how do you define Zrizus? Doing the mitzvah at the first available opportunity. Right? But I'm saying that's, one could argue that's only one of a number of different things which define Zrizus. Now, it's interesting, there's a kasha at some raise. You know, we learn the whole Zrizin Makdim Lemitzvah from Avraham Avinu, by Bris Mila. And yet, if you look in Parshas Lech Lecha, at the end of the Sedra, in source number 46, it's a Perikid Zayin, so it says, right, Apostle Chav Gimel, Vayikach Avraham es Yishmol Benov es Kol Yudei Beisov es Kol Mitzvah Kaspo, Kol Zohar Banche Beis Avraham, Vayomo es Besar Olosim, when? Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Kasher Dibar Yitalukim, Be'etzem, in the middle of the day. Wait a minute. What happened to Jesus? Do this the first thing in the morning. He did it in the middle. Had a bris at noon. Okay, he did it. Be'et Samei Yom Hazeh. And then it says Avram and Tishma say Shoshana Hashem Yishmol Shoshana. And again, Pasuk Chavav. Be'et Samei Yom Hazeh Nima Avram B'Yishmol Beno. So people are mefatpek here. So 1 second. So if Avram was a whole person from whom we learned Zrizus and so on, so how come here Taka is Be'et Samei Yom Hazeh? So there is a discussion. Is Techem? Huh?
Yeah, they don't have early. He just didn't perform.
Oh, okay, maybe we've gotten up, we've got ready. So, Stechemed.
So
hold the thought. So, Stechemed, very good. So, Stechemed, I don't have it here. So, Stechemed says in Marecha Zion, Osbeis, call Zion Osbeis in the Klohen section. So, he has a discussion, and somebody, I think, he quotes with Chaim Palagi, quotes, you know, well, wait a minute, this was Mila Shalom Bismana. Maybe there's no din of Zrizus by Mila Shalom Bismana. Because this is, Avram wasn't 8 days old. It says in the Pasuk, he was 99. And Shmuel was 13. So, maybe the din of Zrizus Jesus is only by Mila Bismana. There's no din of Jesus by Mila Shalom Bismana. You have to come up with a good story. Why? Unless you want to say it's not the right day anyway. So whatever it is. Just the opposite, okay? Those who want to take a look, Rav Asher Weiss, I was discussing with David before, Rav Asher Weiss has in the Minchas Asher and Bereshis in Parshat Vayeretak a couple of essays, two or three essays on Zrizus, and a couple of very wonderful thoughts, but you know, say, I don't know if it's here or somewhere else, here someone else quotes, so Dvar Avram, Kovnerov disagrees, Mamesh min akotze, the Dvar Avram is in, Dvar Avram was the Rav in Kovno, Rav Dover Kana Shapiro, he was the one that went Soloveitchik, the Rav came to America, so you know, the people in Americans want to see who says he has smicha. They, you know, there was, where's his, you know, how do you know he got smicha? So his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, yeah, of course his father's going to say that. They wanted some independent corroboration. So the Rav Avram wrote a letter, which is printed. We printed the sefer zikaron for the Rav when he passed away. They print on the first page. It's around. Interestingly, he says halacha kamos v'chol makom. It's an irony of history, but that's what it says. The Rav Avram. So come the Rav. Anyway, the Rav Avram, he has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Gimel. Shlomo, where he says Mila Shlomo, there's no, you're right, there's no Zrizus by Mila Shlomo. It's stronger than Zrizus. I care. Mila Shlomo, you better do it right away in the morning, because every second that goes by, that you can do the bris. We talk about Yosef, the middle of this reason. So every moment that goes by is Mevatel, quote unquote, the mitzvah of so it's not Zrizus, worse than Zrizus. And he defends himself in the second chelik, the first four Simon of chelik Beis, the Dvar Avraham is defending himself. The pastor says, though, there's no difference in Mila Bezman and Mila Shlomo Bezman, and both times Zrizus appears. So I just printed it once. Okay, got it.
That
when Abraham heard,
the show was the 13th.
Maybe that's when he was created. Right. It could be right. That's a partial answer that he did it right away. Well, it was Jesus, right. He didn't. That's a good point. Definitely possible. I just printed a couple. So when I was going to these now, because it's not really directly German, I printed it to Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch has a case in Bayichus Pesach, or Rechaim Tzintokman Dalat Zion. So, guy, we all my boss with bar mitzvah going lomo l'spino. It's the 14th of Nisan, a person has to mal his child. He was going to do so, and then somebody remembered that there was chametz in the house. He left a loaf of bread on the table, and he forgot to get it. He didn't sell it and everything else. So, what does he do? So it should be mevatel on his belayv and so on. So, Mona Avram in Sukkot and Yud Aleph in 48, he says that. He says, if you can't, and it was already past the time, it was already after the 6th hour, so he passed the time, you can't be vata anymore, you've got to go back and get rid of that chametz. And he says, and never mind the bris mila, do the bris mila the next day. Oh, it's a Mishabbos, so you don't have to. He says, why? Mishum dahaya say, bahaya say, bahaya say, the tashmisu chomer tvei, the choshakol shai to over all mashenik of a mila. He holds, my mom holds you not over every moment of mila, but by tashmisu and the chomets you're not. And then Shabur says, and Sukkot and Chomtes, what's anagela in your name? You know, in 50, the Shaar Tzion there, and that was Chav Dalet. Right, he thinks the Magen Avraham is right, even though many Achron disagree. And he says, but you look at the third line, it's all, the fifth, it's all important for us. The Gam B'Mila Shalo B'Zman HaShechu B'Chol Rega B'Rega. He says, also, and he said, therefore, it's the same thing, there's reason Magdim, you don't delay even on Mila Shalo B'Zman. In fact, I just printed this because of the interest of it. The famous children of Milad Behuda, 51. I'll get back to our point. The Milad Behuda writes, somebody had an idea. This is Shuvas Nodabihud Madur Tanyana Chelik Ardeis and Kuf Samach Lava. A guy had a brilliant idea. Had a baby, right, and it was near Pesach time. And then the baby was sick or whatever, they couldn't do the bris on the 8th day. It was jaundice, whatever the reason, they couldn't do the bris on the 8th day. It was going to be a Mil Shalom Bizmana. So, God, it's a Mil Shalom Bizmana. So, 1 second. We have Tanis Bechor coming up. So, instead of chepering some guy 2 nights before to learn a homosexual to make a siyam so that we have donuts, all the Bechorim can eat, okay? We'll postpone it. We'll postpone it anyway. So we'll put off the bris until Erev Pesach. Then we'll have a chance. Now no one has to learn. We have to make a sim. And we'll be a Siddur Smitzel and write the whole show. That was the chap. Okay. Al Vatina Shalom Nimo Bizmana B'Mashrini Machas Choli Ukvar Chosel B'Yuso. Now he's healthy. We're always Nimo now. But Va'avi wrote to the Akev Loma Adjigi Erev Pesach right on account of the Bechorim and so on and so forth. In any event, the Noda B'Yuda rejects this plan outright. And he says, I can't do that. And he says, he's a Magdimen. And it applies even. Alright. So it applies even on Mila Shalom Bizmana. Go back to our question. So why did Avraham Avinu do it? The Etzem Ezem. So why didn't he do it? Bezvizah. So we think this is a Tzakeh's answer. Namely, maybe that's when he was commanded. But Rashi tells us something else. Now take a look in 50. Rashi there in Lech Lecha tells us in Perek Zayin, Pasachov Gil Betzayom. So first he's a bo by Om Shemit Tavim. Maybe that's what he's saying. By Om Lebalayla. But then he says something else. Lo Nisyari Lo Menagoy Lo Menalitzanim. He didn't worry about people who were going to try and chepper him to stop him from doing the bris. If we would have seen that guy trying to do that mitzvah, we would have stopped him. So therefore, Avraham Avinu didn't want to go do it someplace at 6:30 in the morning in the basement somewhere no one should see. He did it to Etzem Hayom HaZen. If anyone wants to stop you, try and stop me. So what comes out from there? It comes out that Avraham maybe didn't do it with Zrizus, but he had a darn good reason for not doing with Zrizus. I know he wanted bigger Kiddush Hashem to do it to Etzem Hayom HaZen, a way that would demonstrate. Huh?
That's part of our new definition.
Oh, so now it comes to this. So this touches on a very fascinating question. What happens when Zrizus means the Magdalene conflicts with other values, okay, with other important. Here, Avraham Avinu, Kiddush Hashem. Now, if you look in the Meiri and Hori's Yudam and Beis, he says, talks about in general, now, a person shouldn't delay. Now, he's talking about time. It's true, but you can extrapolate from it. Look at the last couple of lines. He says, person should not delay mitzvahs. You know? You do a mitzvah in a way to demonstrate that it means something. Not to, like you say in the Yiddish, yoytzitzizan. I have to be yoytzitzizmitzvah. You know, it's a pain in the neck. I don't want to do it, but I'll do it. A mitzvah should be done. So if that's the case, if you have other reasons to hear, now we can understand that we're going to see conflicting opinions in Achronim. What do you do? And the Poskim, what do you do when you have a conflict between a value like doing a mitzvah the earliest available to this reason, and another type of, perhaps another type of hiddur, or kiddush Hashem or something. So I'd like to suggest that we see different approaches, because maybe the machlokas revolves around what is the ikar definition of zrizus. Is zrizus really fundamental like we always thought? It's an inyan of doing a mitzvah the earliest available opportunity, and therefore that trumps everything else? Or no, it's like we suggested tonight, a possibility that zrizus is many things, and that will explain perhaps different shitas. So for example, we find an interesting comment by the Aruch HaShulchan, very interesting comment, Yerodeis and Reis Samach Aleph Sif Hei by Bris Mila. So he says that first of all, he can't be mal the child, if without the father's permission, because the father's mitzvah. Right, sometimes the mole will say to the father, you know, this is your mitzvah, you have to appoint me as a shliach. So there's a whole different shikol tar, but you have to appoint, the mole has to appoint the father as a shliach. What happens if the father is late to the bris? He's coming back from a trip, he's somewhere, whatever it is. So can you go on without the bris, without the father? Now you need the baby. Okay, we joke around here, you know, the cat says he does the bris so fast, he'll do the bris without the baby. Right after Elena, there's a cottage, you know, cottage clot there, no baby, we'll do the bris anyway. But what about the baby's there, but there's no father? Right? So he says, just a second. This is what I want to find. He says, my three lines on the bottom. He says, nearly dover pashut. Look at this. Nearly dover pashut. Don't wait for the flight. Not that tough. The medium time for the bagels. Okay? But you do the bris without him. Because the reason not dimming. Okay? Now he says, ain't a minute came, no kidding. Okay? But he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I'll be svara in any case. Now it has to be that the father already appointed the moel already, so that, you know, otherwise it's the father's mitzvah. Now you can't say, well, we'll do the, it's a mitzvah on the father. Okay, but let's assume it was set up before or whatever. Okay. Now if there's no father, then Bezdin does it. But if the father's alive, so it's the father's mitzvah. But we're saying here that the father's on his way. Now in those days, what does on his way meant? They didn't know, we might not get here. It's not like today, he can go off a cell phone, he's on a bus, he'll be in 15 minutes. Okay, yeah, it's coming from somewhere else. Who knows? May not get it hours later. But again, conceptually, what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying here is that Zvizim HaGdimin trumps everything else. The truth is, there's a Gemara, a Mishnah, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we got to Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah, Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. Look at this, 55. Over the Fnat Teva, Beyom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah. Well, when do we blow shofar? Hasheni Maskir, the second chazan. That's the Musaf, right? As Rashi says in 56, over the Fnat Teva, Hasheni Maskir, Amispal Tzilos Musaf and Maskir. When do we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? In Musaf. That's our Machaz Yechon. Why not in Shachris? This reason Machaz Yechon is. We shall have to kiss shofar Shachris. Let's say Machaz Yechon is shofar Shachris. Why do we wait till Musaf? And yet, conversely, Uvishas Halel, the Mishnah says, Harishon, when do we do Halel? By Shachris, not after Musaf. Interesting distinction. So the Gemara says, Maishno Sheni Maskia, why do we wait by Musaf for the second cousin? We call that Musaf, right? Mishrum, the Rovam Hajas Melech. Because more people, even in the days of the Gemara, there were more people in Shul by Musaf than by Shachris. Okay? More people, so people show up late. So therefore, there are more people there. So says the Gemara, Yehochi Halal Nami Nema, the Sheni Mishrum, the Rovam Hajas Melech. So let's wait by Halal also. There are more people in Shul for Halal. We'll make Halal after Musaf also. Why the distinction? No. Rovam Maishno, Halal Rishon, Mishrum, no. So we want to do Zizim HaKdim HaMitzvahs. So the Gemara says, okay. So by Shofar we should do Zizim HaKdim HaMitzvahs too. I mean, well, what's going on? So it's Tchia Nami Never Barishon Mishun Zizim HaKdim HaMitzvahs. Or Rabbi Yochanan Bishas HaShmad Shonon. This thing, Bishas HaShmad. Rashi explains it was an Oivim Gozus or Eskir. It was a Romans, whoever it was, made a law. You can't blow Shofar. And they would send inspectors, whatever, to the shul. They came in the beginning. And then after a while, they got tired of the long davening. So they left. And then they would blow Shofar Musaf after the inspectors left. But Masma from there, absent that issue of the inspectors, what taka would win? Zrizin would win over Rovam Hadesmel, even though there would be more people in Shul. Now, so there's always the question, you know, and it's an open question. What do you mean Rovam? So let's say by Shachris you have 100 people. But most of them will be 105 people. I mean, is that, you know, we'll have, where do you draw the line? Zrizin, I'll do it now. We should make the bris after the 6 o'clock min, or would I make it after the 6:30 min? You know, so that always is in there, but comes out from this Gemara at least would imply, at least here, that Zrizin beats out Rovam. Yeah.
Well, what else would you, like, presuming you said by Hanukkah candles?
Also, you're going to say, yeah.
That's the
very, very good. So it could be, and this is a lumdish issue, at what point do we say that Zrizus or the Hiddur or whatever else becomes part of the Etzem Mitzvah? And there are different, I was going to suggest that there are mitzvahs where Hiddur is more of an essential part of the Kiyam Mitzvah, at same time perhaps with Zrizus, and other parts where it's more extraneous to the Mitzvah. So it definitely should play a role, and that's what's going to be hard to compare. But in any event, this Mishnah seems to be why the Zrizun wins out, and the Chai Adam is a very interesting, you've never read it, and you have some free time once, read Klal Samaches in the Chai Adam, where he goes through a lot of ideas regarding mitzvahs. Zrizin makdim le mitzvahs, what does that mean? Mitzvah bar yosem v'shulcho, chaviva mitzvah b'shait, a lot of different klolim related to mitzvahs in general. So in Siv Vav, he writes, Zrizin makdim le mitzvah, dover shemitzvah sabayom, yakdim baboker lasoso, so 57, Chai Adam and Chai Adam, Chai Siv Vav, kiriksiv ashmar baboker, v'chein dover shemitzvah sabayla, yakdim etchilas halayla, v'lochein royal espalo arvis miyad b'tesa kachovim. Shouldn't go to 10 o'clock minyan, 10:45 minutes, go to the earlier minute. Okay, I'm not waiting on that now. Bafilo imiyamtim azaya sebarov am. And even if your reason is waiting for a bigger crowd, we call Mako Mutalios min Azrizim Adim. And what do you know? He quotes his Gemara Rashon Daf Lamed Beis that we just mentioned. Mishnah Gemara Rashon Lamed Beis and Beis from Tkishofer and Hallel. So that's the position of the Chai Adam. There is also another area of Hiddur where you could argue it's less intrinsic, possibly, but it implies you don't wait. That's by Yibo. Mitzvah 58, Mishnah Yevamos, Lamed Testament Aleph, Mitzvah Begadol Liyabim. So Yibim again means a man dies, a couple is married, the man dies, they have no children, so the brother has to Yibim or Chalitza. As he's got three brothers. Which brother does it? So Mitzvah Begadol, the eldest, does Yibim. Okay? What if, he doesn't want to, whatever, so you go to another one, fine. But he says, what if Tala Bekotnach Shiago is not Arisha, Obegado Acheyovo Mi Medina Sayam? The oldest brother's overseas, okay, and he wants to do Yibum. He says, I'll beat it, I don't do it. And meanwhile, the woman's waiting. And again, it's not like today, you know, you can be there in a few hours. They had to travel, had to get there, and so on and so forth. So he said, you don't wait. Okay? Now, why do we know Mitzvah Begadol? Rashi says, because the Pasuk by Yibam says, Merohaya Bechor. That's what Rashi explains. So take a look. Okay? Let's move to the Gemara. We do the mitzvah right away. So a different brother will do it. Either it's a hither, the older brother will do it. Am I? Ninta Dima Salaf Ella Kol Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashinon. We don't delay a mitzvah. Now, is that the same as Zizim Magdimah mitzvahs? That's what Abosha Weiss once gave against Pirtev Vayera, where he distinguishes between Zrizin Magdimah mitzvahs and Ein Mavirana mitzvahs and Shihui mitzvahs. That's not our topic, but if you're interested in reading it, there's a very clear Hagdorah, as he frequently does. So anyway, but that the Gemara here says, Kol Shihui mitzvah lo mashinan. And that's how the Rambam Paskin Hilchos Yom Chalitza Perek Beis Halacha Tes, Bechainim Haya Gadol Medina Acheres, Ein Ocher Ochon Yom Chomer, Alachi Agadol Hi Mitzvah, Hamtinu Ad Sheyavo, El Omer Lezeh Shukan, Yabem Al Chalot. They would tell the brother who's here, you got to do it, either do Yom Chalitza, whatever you want, but we're not going to wait for him. And Shulchan Aruch also, Ebn Ezer, Sinukuf Samach Aleph, Sifhei, right, Omer HaGodol, Hamtinu, wait, and so on, or wait till I come back from this Hayam, we don't wait. So Chumas HaDeshen takes off from this in 63, Simon Lamed, hey, nice, we have this all the time, right? Kiddush Levona. So the Shaila, Shumas HaDeshen was asked, himself, Haro Levona, the Chidusha, Bimei HaChol, the Omer Namtil Baruch HaChidusha, HaChidusha Adam Otsoi Shabbos, Yofem Osin Olo. Let's say the earliest time for Kiddush Levona, 3 days, or those away, 7 days, whatever, comes out Monday night. Right? Should you do Kiddush Levona right away? We should clap right after Marv Kiddush Levona, or should we wait till Motsoi Shabbos? Right? That's the kashu is this. You'll get it. Talking about the Levana, right? But anyway, so that's the shaila of the Trumas Hadeshem. So the Trumas Hadeshem brings the following, makes the following chiluk in this Trumas Siman Lamed Hey. He says, it depends on the date. Because you got to get Kiddush Havana in by the 15th of the month, roughly, right? By the middle of the month. So he says, if it's already late in the month, and by your wait till Motzei Shabbos, it'll be the 12th or the 13th. And then what if it's cloudy, and it'll muff the whole opportunity? So then, don't wait. But he says if it's early, and he brings the raya from this Mishnah Yevamos. Because the way he understands Mishnah Yevamos, what do you mean the brother says he'll come from Medina Sayam? Who knows when and if he'll even make it? It's not like today. People had to travel. There was the Sakonas Drachem and so on. So and Shiri Mitzvah, who knows, the Mitzvah may never be able to be done. So therefore, if there's a reasonable suffix or a question, then he quotes his Gemara. But he says, towards the end, he says that if you should... if it's early enough and so on, then you should wait. And that's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch 64. Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Sim Tov Chav Vav Siv Beis Ein Mevorach Arach Ela Motzoi Shabbos. Why? Kishu Mevusam Ubigod of Noim. It should look, smell nice. You dress nicely. Cheerful mood. It's a Shabbos, and it's your Kiddush Havana is compared to Akbolas Pereshchina, like we quote that Gemara Sanhedrin in Kiddush Havana, right? Kilu, what is it? Kilu Mekabel Pereshchina and so on. So you should look nice. So that's a hider. But then there are more ads. I go up the Dafkin Lemot Tzor Shabbos will give me Kodim Yud B'chodesh. Ozman Tzor Motzei Shabbos. Otherwise, you shouldn't wait till Motzei Shabbos. But if you can, you do it, and because you have to be in. Now that's a hitter to be in nice clothing, right? That's Kabbalah, Spanish, Shin, and all. But that's exactly our point. So here, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is based on Trumas Hadeshem that Zrizin doesn't win. Maybe it's this other type of Zrizus, that dressing nicely and Kabbalah's Pashina, right? That wins out of you, yeah.
Would you indicate a town has two minyanim and two sets of esrog and lulav? One is a hiddur, one is less hiddur.
All right, hold that thought. Maybe we'll get that also. Okay. Now, and Adam agrees with that Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. For example, the Bach, there are Chaim Sin Tov Chav Vav 65. You could read the Bach that way. He says, Shekach Nagu Kol HaKadmon Shelo Lahach Mezamitzu HaKadosh Otsu Motzei Shabbos Lahach HaShavu Ola Gimel Yonim. Depends where you put the comma in that Bach. There's no punctuation in the Bach. Depending where you put the comma, you can either be agreeing with what he said or disagreeing. It's possible to say Shelo Lahach, don't wait. If the longest 3 days are going by, don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Or you say, don't delay the mitzvah and wait till Motzei Shabbos if the 3 days are going by. And I'm saying you could put the comma either way. But either way, the Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Meister Rav. It's on a pair. I think it's Kufman Tes. The Vilna Gaon did not wait. He saw the moon Tuesday night. Kiddush Havana. Do not wait till Motzei Shabbos. Ruch HaShulchan also the concern. I printed in Talk of Obviously Zion. I don't have to read inside, but he says around where we live. He lived in in Eastern Europe. He says at Slaylo the third line at Slaylo B'Chodesh Achoras overprop the Cheshvan Kislev ain't lahamtim Motzei Shabbos at all. Ki Berov Hashem and the Seno Anonim. It's cloudy all the time. Now where he lives. Okay, it's cloudy all the time, so you get a chance for the moon, don't wait. Okay, so the winter season's anyway. But Lamaisa, we see two different approaches to Kiddush Havana. Should we wait for Kiddush Havana until Motzei Shabbos, because you have this hiddur, or you are being dressed nicely, whatever exactly that hiddur is, or do you say no, you should do it Zrizin Matim, and the same issue. The Sefer Chassidim in the Tov Ayin Ches 67 talks about a case where you have an opportunity to buy a talis, or say that I need a new talis. So right now they have some talisim around our town for sale, which are not the most beautiful talis, they're kosher, not the most beautiful talisim. But we know that there's some traveling peddler who comes once a year. He's going to come in a few months. He has nicer talisim, more mahudadikat. So it's like it's not the answer. Nicer talisim. So he says shalo yomar on the second line of 67 the Sefer Chassidim. So tov tov ayin ches. Shalo yomar adam kevish eshi talis liknos amtin at yovel yodi talis yofer ma'od eliyikta miyad talis afim sheli yofer kolkach. Or the whole ear shein bo sefer Torah. You need the sefer Torah fix. The yeshom sofer sheyodei b'diyuk. He knows how to write, but he doesn't have the most beautiful ksav in the world. Never mind. Do it now. So he says reason wins out. On the other hand, I what's that?
I guess the Ezra
did it. Maybe it's part of it. Right. So Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha in Siman Chaf Hey, Sif Aleph. We put talis on then tefillin. Malin b'kodesh. right? Tefillin is more mekudesh than talis, so that's an inyan. Malin bekodesh. Okay, but says the Rambam, miu im tefillin muzumonim biyado ve'ain lo tzitzis. Let's say for some reason I have my tefillin, so I forgot my talis. I called the house. My house got dropped off 15 minutes. So it says then put on tefillin. Ain tzarich lahamtin lo tzitzis. Don't wait for your talis. You forego the hider of Malam Bakodesh, or Tadr, whichever it is, okay, Malam Bakodesh, for the sake of his reason. Okay, and the Magen Avraham quotes this Mishnah Yevamos, the Magen Avraham, the Karton Beis, quotes the Mishnah Yevamos, so we don't delay, we don't wait for the older brother, right? I mean, he quotes him a Yalka, but it's a Gemara, I don't know. But anyway, so, and the Shabur also, in the Karton Zion, it may Shain Mashinus HaMitzvah. Af Alpi, Shiesh Loma Shiasa, Yeosel Chakach, Yosemin HaMuvchor, Mitzvah Mishaita Chaviva. Okay, so, again, you see conflicting reports. There's a long tshuva I printed. We don't have time to go through the whole thing, but in 71 I printed a long tshuva from the Shulz Yaakov who was asked about Sukkis. Okay, Shulz Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamedal. Not exactly Joshua's question, but similar. Bechag HaSukkis, B'Shas HaHalel. Hevi'o Le'echad Esad V'lod M'shar Minim. V'hoi Alpi De'adim Kosher Lotzesbo. Kosher Arba Minim. V'lo Rotze Lotzesbo, Ki Rotze Lahamtin Sho'o Shtayim. Wants to wait an hour or two. She'avi'o Esad Mehudar. They're bringing from his brother-in-law is coming, or son-in-law is coming from Borough Park, from someplace, from Shalim. He's going to have a Chazanish Eserg or whatever, a beautiful, beautiful Eserg. Should he wait or not? Yosef, no. Yishapri, don't let me brach. Your name of this visa, my gimel, it's all there. This is our question. Who's Yaakov, Chelek, Aleph, Simon, Lamed, Dalet? And he quotes some of the many of the stories that we have. Again, you can, if you have time, if you wish, you can read the whole tshuva. I printed the whole tshuva here. But he brings numerous riyas, and he says it depends. If it's a suffix, I'm not sure. Someone told me he might bring me more beautiful Eserg. So then he says, you don't wait. But he says, if you know for sure they're going to bring you one, sit down, wait. Do the mitzvah with bigger hider. That's his tzak. Now, it could be, as David just said, that esrog is different because hider is more of an intrinsic part of arba minim than it is for other mitzvahs. But again, it could also be that this issue, maybe, he's learning the way we suggested, zrizus has to do with more than just doing something the earliest available opportunity. In a similar vein, there are, again, and it brings interesting rayas, in the instance, rayas that we make, you know, Ribrior, because we push off the whole luach. You know, because of being able to do the mitzvah in a better way, more people can come to Shalim, whatever. Anyway, that's the Shulz Yaakov, the time you can read it. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Otanya, Simon Sadi Dar of Archaim Sif Hei, it's a Mishnah, Haya Rochav El HaChamor, a guy was riding on his donkey, and it was time to daven. So it says, Ein O Tzorach Leirid Vizpalo, he does not have to get off, just has to have Kavona, and he should turn toward Eretz Yisrael. Everyone remembers these Gemaras and Brachos, right? That's what it says over here. But in the second part of Sif Hei over there, Omi Kol Mokom, Kedei Lekayim HaMitzvah Min HaMuvchor, says the Baal HaTanya, Pasen Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Nochon Hu Sheyamtin Ad Sheyagia Limchos Chatzo. It's better to wait to get where you're going to daven over there, if you know you have a place. Is reason? No. Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor. So again, it could be that all these different shitas revolve around this question of what is, that's why I entitled the shir, Zrizin and Fulham is a different approach. There may be a different approach to Zrizus, and maybe that's what these poskim are saying. The final group of sources, and we'll wrap up, the Mishnah says in Megillah, Kalom Kashla Kriyasa Megillah Kriyasa Halos Kiyashov the Zuv Tos Muslim, etc., etc. The Mishnah Megillah Chofen Beis lists off many mitzvahs which you can do any time during the course of the day. That's what it says. Says Rashi, 24, says Rashi, Megillah Chofen Beis, Kalom Kosher, Afal Gav, the Kaimon Zizim Akdim and the Mitzvahs, the Siv Ashkar, Bamba Boker, a comfortable cycle, Afil Hochi Kosher Kalayom. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though, you're like, oh, it's a Mishnah comes and tells you kosher kol yom. In fact, at 2 a.m. on that Mishnah, you go, what's it to my color? What? We thought that Zvizim HaKdimim would possible, failure to do Zvizim would possible. We need a Mishnah to come and tell me that in the absence of Zvizim HaKdimim, don't worry, you still have all day. What do you mean? Well, that's the 3 Evans Kasha. Rashi Pirshkom Kosha Avagav, the Kamah Zvizim HaKdimim, it's to Zvizim HaKdimim, Afil Hafi Kosha Kamah to Mashma, Shuritzolam, the Kamashalam, the Avagav, the Lohiktim, Kizrizim, Afil Hafi Yatza. Even though you didn't get up, don't worry, you can read the Megillah all day. There's that Tema. Would anybody think otherwise? And he lives at Torchian. And Siv, in the Rome, saw that in Megillah suggested Teretz. Doesn't quote Teretz, but he suggested Teretz. He says, right, he quotes the Rashi, he says the Chor is at Tamua. So look what he says in 76, and this helps us, and we'll finish up. Ela Kavonos Rashi Zal, Divaba Elu Hutzrach Atana Lashmina, the Chorim Kosher. Right, and the Siv says, the Rome, saw that Megillah Chofen Beis, you don't need a mission to tell me the Chorim Kosher. kosher. The mehecha teisa lo hayin om kain. Why we not say that? Ela le'inyan ebol yod mitzvah sosu miyad. Below teimu deres kol kach. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, but it's not in the most mehuda way. Ula achar shah in the asenat haseb hidu yisera. Okay. Kar hiskinu hagaonim. That's what he says. What are we referring to? Karhitzma, some, we saw some of them. Karhitzkimo agon go the yoser tola sosa yoser meucher kadesha tesei the hidu yisera. He holds like the other group. It's better to wait and do it with a bigger hider. The hainu dash minima sisna kalem kosher. That's why our Mishnah tells kalem kosher. She ain bahak doma atzma eze inishal hidu begufa mitzvah. Ela she ze inishal ak doma levad. He says, Zizim ak dima mitzvah doesn't change the quality of the performance of the mitzvah. It's an inyan, a separate inyan is Zizim ak dima. Aber guf hamitzvah eino nechsheves nishum ha'adoma meuderes yoser. That's what it is. The guf hamitzvah is not considered more mehuder if you do it earlier. Umishum hachi yoser tov lahashos asiyas mitzvah kadesh yatesa b'hid yoser. That's why mitzvah v'hider is an essential part of the mitzvah. Wait! Right, because then you have a kiyum in the hider. You know, it's like you have extra credit. I sometimes give an example of Talmidim. You know, sometimes when you give a test, so they, let's say you have a test and it's extra credit, 3 points. Okay, so the kid answers the question, extra credit. So what did it say on the top of the paper when a teacher gives it back? Some teachers give it back, they write 94 plus 3, right? Letting you know you got a 94 on a test. You got other teachers, the way I did it, just wrote 97. So that's the question, right? Is it becomes part of the gufa grade, so to speak, or it's, you know, that's really the essential nature of that hakir. But in any event, so he says, the zeo kavanas Rashi, the afa god that comes in like the mitzvahs, the lamadum a high kod the heis lachin kodem neitzachamis machshir mitzvah, kadesh shteita mitzachan neitzacham behidur. You should prepare before the zman of the mitzvah to do it behidur, and therefore I would have thought zal kedarim lishim lo heichin kodem neitzacham azai lo yachin odes machshir mitzvah. Elish yaseh the hekdem of the difficult behidur. I might have thought that, well, if I couldn't prepare it behidur, I couldn't do it behidur. So then once the day arrives, I should do it right away without the hider. So Kamash Malan, Kalayom Kosher, that no. He says you can still do a Kalayom the hider. That's the Nitziv. But again, you see, according to this Nitziv, that this hider different than Zrizim Makdim. The last source I want to quote, Zrizim Makdim is a statement, Michtav Sofer. Michtav Sofer is from one of the sons of the Chassam Sofer, not the Chassam Sofer, but Michtav Sofer. Chassam Sofer was Avraham Shmuel Ben Yamin. This is Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer. He has in his Chuvah in the Yardaya, Simon Chof Ches, a Chuvah to Behuda Leib Eger, Label Eger. Label Eger was a grandson of Akiva Eger, who became a Chosin. Much to the chagrin of some of the misnagdim. But in any event, Label Eger was a grandson of Akiva Eger. So he says like this. He apparently the Label Eger was known when he was a moral, and when he prepared for a bris, it was the whole preparation was a ganze. It was like a whole, you know, I don't know, this thing, whatever they were doing, it was a whole thing. And so people were struggling, these are the only mitzvahs. By the time you finish over, it's an hour and a half later, what's going on? So that's what he addresses over here. But listen to what he says, and it's Mamish, I found this intro, it fits in Mamish with our Yisod here. He says, I want to respond, he says, Hein emes yatziv. Listen to his lashon. Shekol hamasha es hamitzvah kedei lasosa min hamuvchar harei zeh zoriz. He uses the word. Harei zeh, you are it. What do you mean zrizim akdim? No, you're also a zoriz. And he was the only one I found who actually supported what was suggested tonight by using the term zrizus. And even the tziv was good, but it didn't quite use the word zrizus. He says his lashon shekol hamasha es hamitzvah kedei lasosa min hamuvchar harei zeh zoriz. Okay, you are also a zoriz. Again, not everybody agrees with that. He says even the hachanas, the chiddush of this tshuva, is even the hachanas of the bris, of all the time that it took, even the hachanas, you know, count as part of the zrizus. But in any event, it just gives us, as I suggested, a different insight in the count of the zrizus, and maybe you can explain these machlokes in that way. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Can you take this man?